What's kind of complicated about this discussion is that I was so prepared to have you tell me that all these tropes you heard about were factually false. But what's really tricky about this conversation and hard to grapple with is that Jews in America have done the things by welcoming outsiders that they're being accused of doing by these white nationalists. So from everything that you're saying, it would stand to reason that anti-Semitism would flare up whenever nationalism is on the rise in the US.
Or internationally. Frankly, it is my view, and this is a controversial view, that when borders are blurred, when distinctions actually are diminished, Jews tend to flourish. But when the drawbridge is raised, when borders are more clearly defined, when people are defining sharply what it means to be an American or a Frenchman or a Briton, those are bad times for Jews. Because as nationalism rises and as these ethnic and national distinctions are sharpened, the Jews tend to be left out of that definition. They tend to be isolated, and eventually they tend to be persecuted.